This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Declaring acts of domestic terror have been committed by violent demonstrators, President Donald Trump vowed to end what he called the riots and lawlessness that has spread throughout the country.
I am your president of law and order and an ally of all peaceful protesters. But in recent days, our nation has been gripped by professional anarchists, violent mobs, arsonists, looters, criminals, rioters, Antifa, and others.
Mr. Trump said he was mobilizing all available federal resources, civilian and military, to stop the rioting and looting, to end the destruction and arson, and to protect the rights of law-abiding Americans, including the Second Amendment rights. Just before the president spoke, reporters awaiting his remarks in the Rose Garden could hear loud explosions from volleys of tear gas fired around Lafayette Park, where riot police holding shields aloft pushed back peaceful demonstrators. Rubber bullets were also fired, and police on horseback were brought in to help clear the area. The movement by law enforcement came less than a half an hour before a 7 p.m. curfew went into effect for Washington. The action cleared the way, but not the smell of the tear gas around St. John's Church, a block north of the White House, to which President Trump walked just minutes after the curfew went into effect. The historic Episcopal Church suffered minor damage Sunday evening when a small fire was set in its basement. In front of the boarded-up church, President Trump held up a Bible, referred to the United States as the greatest country in the world, and said, "We're going to keep it safe." And President Trump walked back to the White House, surrounded by heavy security. This is VOA News. Former Vice President